flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
A lot of lazy G's out there, a.k.a. lasagna lords. Somebody says, dude, now I need to go buy a Stover's lasagna because I'm craving it.
I actually kind of am craving lasagna, too.
Well, you know where to find some.
Yeah.
I've never seen Stover's lasagna. Huh. Okay, yeah, it's good. Must be culturally specific. I've never seen Stover's lasagna at for a funeral. I don't know. Everybody's are different.
I'm talking just showing up to the house. You know, oh, you need a meal. You can't cook. Everybody's busy. It's lasagna after lasagna after lasagna. I haven't been to many funerals, knock on wood, you know, and a couple that I have been to have been like in church basements, and sometimes the church ladies put together stuff or whatever the case may be. But I mean,
isn't that special?
Yeah, but I'm not. I usually don't eat at those type of things anyway. Who wants to eat at a funeral?
Depends on how close the person was to you. Like, I didn't eat for, like, 3 days when my mom passed away. I lost, like, 20 pounds. I was like, yes, finally. And then I ate one meal, and I was like, oh.
You gained it all right back.
Like, dang it.
Well, you had that lasagna, Dusty.
Yeah.
You think about lasagna, Dust Man.
Yeah, I basically had lasagna. Illuminati's, man. Chicago-style pizza is basically lasagna. So, going to New Orleans. So, we do Smash or Pass this week.
Smash.
I think everything on here is something we will smash. Here's the bit to this week that plays into next week. Everything that we are about to list, we are going to intake when we are in New Orleans because you have to. So we start with gumbo.
Gumbo. Absolutely smash gumbo. Right.
Yeah. We had that question on our Instagram page on 96.5 The Fan's IG, and they asked us gumbo or po' boys, which is the next one.
Right.
You're smashing both.
Yeah.
In fact, if you could do a soup salad or a soup sandwich, can you do like a half po' boy and a gumbo? Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
I told you yesterday, bring your stretchy pants on right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of food when you think about it.
French Quarter.
There's nothing in New Orleans that I'm going, no, I'm not smashing, right? Like, everything is unbelievable. And you eat down there, and you feel like I didn't eat enough. I didn't eat at the right place because there's so much. It's like
Chipotle.
Arguably the greatest food city. We're not going to Chipotle.
The boss told us to.
Yeah, good. It's arguably the greatest food city in the world. We're not going to Chipotle. I mean,
I'm also not going to go to Popeyes, but I do, I do have a theory that Popeyes is better in Louisiana than it is in Kansas City.
I believe that.
And damn it, I love Popeyes.
I think it's pretty much the same. Just like McDonald's is pretty much the same everywhere. It's not better in Ireland because it's an Irish restaurant.
Like Famous Dave's isn't better here just because we have great barbecue.
His Richard of the Week also is going to be The guy from UConn.
No, he said that for a reason. We talked about that yesterday.
Like, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, you wouldn't come to Kansas City and go to, like,
I listen.
A franchise of
no,
restaurants.
You would not. No, you would not. You'd go
you
to the local
thank you for listening
barbecue
to
I did not do it because I knew what you were doing. Yes. I knew what you were doing.
It's a callback.
Bob almost did it.
You go to the local places when, when you you know, you
for
travel.
Sure. You would go where you can't get it anywhere else.
Right.
Which is what we're going to do.
Right.
Beignets.
Beignets are, I mean, fried dough with powdered sugar on top that are hot out of a paper sack that leaves the grease stains on the bag. Yes.
I'm going to eat so many of those. I'm going to look like Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene when he doesn't take a drink of water after he takes his pills. Yeah, I don't know. I've never had a beignet.
It's literally fried dough. It's great.
Is there anything in the middle?
No.
It's just puff pastry, basically, with no paste, with no puff. Or plenty of puff.
Oh, there's just plenty. I mean, it is fried dough with powdered sugar. How could it get any worse than that, you know?
It's like a donut.
From the 816, I don't know, guys. The best Applebee's I've ever been to is in New Orleans. Well, we know where we have to go.
Well, that's right. Well, you would think the best Applebee's would be here because it was originally from here, so.
Or in somebody's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters, you get down with them?
I love oysters.
You do? Yeah, I figured you wouldn't like oysters.
No, I love oysters. I think we had 24 the other night. I mean, I absolutely love it. Earl's Premier, by the way, if you haven't been, go. Fantastic place.
I do love oysters, but I have a system. Squeeze the lemon on top, dip my fork in the cocktail sauce and the cocktail sauce and then the horseradish and then click it out and then eat it.
Yeah, I got a system too. I pick up the shell and I go, and I suck it right out, and that's it.
You don't put anything on it. You just raw dog
it. I mean, sometimes you do, but you know, if the oysters are good, just like anything, you don't need sauce. You know, people tell you that about your barbecue, right? If it's good, you don't need the sauce.
Anthony Bourdain said you shouldn't eat oysters. They're the mucus of the sea.
Well, I mean, they kind of are. I mean, you look at them, you know.
He says you also never eat fish on Mondays in restaurants.
Well, you worked at one. Is that true?
I don't know. I eat salmon a lot on Mondays.
Yeah.
I just love Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, me too.
He's wonderful. Wonderful.
Two of his books. And I love Parts Unknown. R.I.P. to one of the best.
Yeah, one of my friends was on his show, our friend Luis Garcia from Miami, who owns like the best seafood restaurant you ever did eat at in Miami. It's called Garcia Seafood, right? Salvi's a big fan, and he's in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, Anthony Bourdain went to his place. And I mean, you want to talk about like Food Network guy type dude showing up. Like if Anthony Bourdain is coming to your place, you know it is legit.
Seriously.
I think he said Joe's was one of the 13 places you must eat before you die.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He went there. He's like, that's cool. Gas station. Well, that's like his forte. Like he's big. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen his clip on Waffle House?
Mm-hmm.
Hole in Fantastic. The
wall. Yeah.
He's like, go into the restaurant, ask what the soup of the day is, order a beer, whatever. And then the very end is like my Twitter handle quote. It just says, enjoy the ride. Oysters Rockefeller. Some people think that it's like not the same. Like it's like, oh, you're eating that. You're cheating the system.
No, Oysters Rockefeller in New Orleans, they're called like grilled oysters, I think, or you know, unbelievable. There's a place in the Hilton Hotel that is famous, and I was talking with Jasper because he's trying to set up a lot of like foodie things for us down there because he knows everybody. And we couldn't remember the name of the oyster place in the Hilton Hotel that is known for the grilled oysters, but they are unbelievable. They got the cheese and the spinach on top. Oh, they're phenomenal, phenomenal stuff.
Okay. Somebody says, be careful at night, Dusty. Them cockroaches be roaming.
Great.
And then jambalaya.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the significant difference between jambalaya and gumbo?
I think
gumbo's more broth, and jambalaya is just rice and meat.
Yeah, rice and all that kind of stuff.
I just had jambalaya.
Yeah. So gumbo's more soupy?
I think gumbo's more soup.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That might be an elite sandwich soup combo. Because one of my favorites is like the Panera broccoli cheddar and like the I think it's like their prime rib sandwich or whatever it is. Just has basically like pickled red onions, horseradish sauce, and meat and white cheddar. And you get that with a cup of broccoli cheddar. You're not doing much the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And your sodium intake is massive.
Is this the quote? Eat at a local restaurant tonight. Get the cream sauce.
Yep.
Have a cold pint at 4 o'clock and mostly empty bar. Go somewhere you've never been. Listen to someone you think may have nothing in common with you. Order the steak rare. Eat an oyster. Have a Negroni. Have two. Be open to a world where you may not understand or agree with the person next to you, but have a drink with them anyways. Eat slowly. Tip your server. Check in on your friends. Check in on yourself. Enjoy the ride.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.